They began to gouge at them. It was more or less politics. When this clan got started around in Bogalusa, I observed a lot of it. I knew what was going on. I knew who was in it. I knew everybody. Now, brother, you had some of the political officials in it. You had a district, a city attorney in it. You had the biggest part of your police department was in it. You had communists in it. We had one old boy, he came down here from California. And he was raised in this country. He come in here and helped organize the Klan again. You know about the history.
Communist?
Well, he was taught the teachings of communism. They infiltrated. That's all it is. The communists will infiltrate any kind of organization that they can cause trouble. And they work with the Negroes, and they work with the whites, and they cause this clashing back and forth. That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. By observing it.
Yeah.
And couldn't prove it. But I wasn't nobody's fool about what was going on. I knew everything was going on practically. I didn't get involved. I had some brothers involved in some of the work, but I kept them pretty clean about it. Told them what it would do and what it would happen. And finally, it all disrupted. The governor came in. He paid the Negroes off. He paid the Klansmen off, and that kind of settled it all.
Who's that, Jimmy Davis? Was that with David?
No, that was John McKeithen.
Yeah.
He paid about $30,000 to some of the white leaders and about the same to some of the black leaders.
Yeah.
Come out of the taxpayers' fund, and I can't. That's only hearsay now. Yeah. All this I'm telling you is hearsay.
I understand. Well, you don't have to worry about it. That's just interesting because
they did have a little problem here. And there was one or two got killed here. I think colored. They had a couple of colored sheriffs was shot up. One of them was shot up pretty bad, and they arrested a man for it.
Deputy?
Yeah. Colored deputy.
Mm-hmm.
Up here in Monador. They arrested a man for it that couldn't have been guilty. No way possible. Because 12 minutes after the thing took place, they arrested that man in Tylertown, Mississippi, which was about 30-something miles away. But I reckon they had to arrest somebody. I don't know. And they never did. They arrested him and charged him for murder. But he never has been billed. The federal government came down here and took his truck, tore it up piece by piece, and sent it to Washington. And if it's ever come up before the grand jury, I know nothing about it.
Hmm. I was in Philadelphia, Mississippi recently when I had killed three.
Was you there at that time when that took place?
No, I was too young, but I was just up there.
Uh-huh.
I was interviewing some people up there, and they told me about that. That's pretty interesting.
I saw a movie the other night, and
yeah,
I reckon
was
it was based on that. It was all uncalled for, you know. Radicals, people can get too radical, anything like that, and a lot of times they're edged along, and I'm blaming on communism, a lot of it. They're infiltrating all of this, doing. They get in our colleges. They first started in California, in our colleges and what have you, and it drifted into our government, into our schools, into our industry, and it's all over. They don't. Of course, I think our government's smart enough to know everybody's going on and what's going on, but it seems like it don't worry them too much. Getting back to salvation and a man's religion, I've never been a fellow that would fight anybody's religion. I believe there's only one way for a man to be saved,